In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. After we worked for 40 days in the field of our souls, plowing deeply, sowing generously, and watching carefully the growth of divine graces and Christian virtues, it is time to prepare for harvest. This last work will require as much effort as the previous one. See our dear friends, our capricious spring weather here. It is easy to waste weeks of effort by negligence or laziness. The octave of the resurrection, as the first Sunday after Easter, starts with a series of weekly presentation of the mystery of our redemption. Each Mass makes present this mystery of our redemption. Sunday Mass, and especially Sunday High Mass, present in a more meaningful way what we celebrated last week. The blessing of the new fire, the chant of the prophecies, the preparation of the new baptismal fonts are summarized in the preparation of the table, the vidiaquam, or aspergesme, and then the Mass that followed. To receive fruitfully what God prepares for us, we need an increase of humility and generosity. The need of these two virtues is expressed in this diptych from the Holy Scriptures. From the Last Supper, I am the vine, said the Lord, you the branches, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same beareth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. And from the Epistle to the Philippians, I can do all these things in him who strengtheneth me. The need to be attached to the vine, to the church, is a necessity for salvation. To be member of the mystical body of Christ, his visible church, and to live from the life of his mystical body is a necessity. Is this that simple? Yes, indeed. Just like Naaman in the Old Testament, who received a simple commandment from the prophet Elisha. So then, how intense were those days when our Lord fulfilled the institution of his mystical body, his eternal priesthood, and the sacraments? To make it clear for his apostles, he appeared to them on many occasions after he rose from the dead, healing the weaknesses of their faith. See my hands and feet, that it is I myself. Handle and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me to have. And when he had eaten before them, taking the remains, he gave to them. This is from the gospel we had last Tuesday during Easter week, and it is the third apparition of our Lord to his apostles. And he gave them many occasions to constat, to help the limitations of their subjective faith. If then our Lord let his apostles constat his resurrection, what is the reproach he gave to Thomas? Thomas basically received the same grace as the other apostles, maybe in a more intensive way, because he did not only see the risen Lord and his wounds, he was able to touch the wounds. Thomas, who missed the first visit of the risen Lord, did not receive the witnessing of St. Peter, who entered the sepulchre, St. John, who accompanied him and was the first to believe, and the other apostles in the upper room. Not even the witnessing of the holy woman. Thomas is reproached to expect his own revelation. The reproach given to Thomas is, why would one try another way than the way and means elected, chosen by the Savior himself? It is verified, dear friends, in the teaching of the doctrine, the reception of the sacraments, and in our singular spiritual life. Our Savior chose to be heard, approached, and received through his mystical body. Here is the second part of the diptych: diligent studies of the faith, preparation for the sacraments, come generously from the disposition of humility. See Thomas, the doubtful, after Pentecost, ready to conquer souls to the Savior and enduring martyrdom. Not that what the Lord presents to Thomas and to our eyes are his cross and his wounds. Through faith only, we can see those wounds as glorious. In this time of petition and begging prayers for the bride of Christ, we make this act of faith that through the wounds of his mystical body, the Church, our Savior, will call with efficiency to conversion and salvation many souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.